Taking one.
Signal. And we are recording, folks.
Excellent.
Welcome to round one of the 2006 NQT High School National Championship. This match features Bentley on my left versus Governor's School A to my right. Both teams are ready to begin the match.
Can I have a buzzer check first?
Please do.
Right. I think we're switched. Right?
Yeah, Aaron and I will now switch.
Okay.
So I'll be the one in the end.
Everybody's ready? Paul, are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Toss up number one. New Line based its logo design on the Caduceus, while marketing head noted there were many possible.
Snakes on a plane.
15 for Governor's School. Your bonus. For 10 each, in which modern day country were the remains of these hominine species discovered? First, Homo Neanderthalin, and Homo
Germany.
Correct. Homo erectus and Homo floresiensis.
Indonesia.
Indonesia.
Correct. Homo habilis.
Homo habilis. That's two, I think. So, like, Tanzania or Nina or whatever.
I like Tanzania.
All right. Okay.
Tanzania.
All correct for 30. Toss up two. This term allows names alloy superconductors that have higher critical fields than pure metals and often exist in a vortex state. It also designates statistical errors in which a false hypothesis is accepted and can refer to supernovas generated when the iron core of a massive star collapses. For 10 points, give this two-word term now used to describe the non-insulin-dependent form of diabetes once called adult onset.
Type 2.
Bentley gets 10 on the bonus. Your bonus. For 5 for 1, 10 for 2, 20 for 3, 30 for all 4. In terms of the elementary charge, what is the electric charge on first neutrino?
I mean, I don't remember any of this. If it's a neutrino, sounds like zero. Yeah.
Zero?
Correct. An antiproton.
Plus 1.
Antiproton. That makes sense. Negative 1.
Negative 1?
Correct. A down quark?
Zero. Maybe. Well, I already did zero. Let's try something else.
Negative 1/2?
Yeah.
Oh, plus 2.
Okay.
Plus 2.
-1/3. And muon.
Third? We never would have come up with that.
Want to try it again?
Sure.
Plus 2.
-1.
Dang.
So
that was fun.
Scientific papers of this man, one of the founders of Amherst College, include a brief history of epidemic and pestilential diseases, but he is better known for denying that Greek and Latin roots had to be studied as part of learning English in his blue-backed speller of 1783. The father of American copyright is... Bentley.
Webster.
10 points.
Hey.
For 10 points each, name these things from James Cook's first voyage to the South Pacific. Who traveled aboard this vessel that lent its name to the space shuttle?
Discovery.
Why not? Discovery.
Endeavor. The main purpose of this voyage was observing the 1769 transit of this planet.
Venus, Mars.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Mars.
Venus.
Dang.
Cook discovered this strait now named for him that separates the two major islands of this Pacific nation.
New Zealand.
10 on the bonus. Toss up next.
It's always the other one.
During this period, the minister Zhao Guo introduced a new planting system, and Sima Qian started to record Chinese history. Its Wu Di emperor drove the Huns. Governor.
Han.
15. Your bonus.
What did he say? Han.
Han.
Oh.
10 each, name these literary foundlings. The history of this foundling raised by Squire Allworthy was written by Henry Fielding.
Yeah. Tom Jones.
Correct.
Yeah.
This young gentleman, created by Oscar Wilde, is a fictitious brother Ernest and was left in a handbag at Victoria Station.
Is it
Algernon? No,
I think it's
the one. Algernon.
Jack Worthing. Yeah. This man left on the doorstep of a good man in Bristol went to sea on the rights of man who was pressed into the HMS Indomitable.
Yeah.
Billy Budd.
20, toss up next page. Ernst Mach, the science of mechanics, claims this property is an aggregate effect of the entire universe, but couldn't provide a method for calculating it. Galilean transformations connect its namesake reference frames in which zero acceleration is important. And that's the governor's rule.
Inertia.
10 points, your bonus. For 10 points each, which Java keyword first declares that a variable can hold 8-bit signed quantities between negative 128 and positive 127?
Go with, integer or something like that. I don't know. Integer. I don't know Java.
Yes, integer.
Byte. Means that a class may not be subclassed or a variable may not be changed.
Private.
Final. Creates an object of specified type and returns a reference to it.
Constructor.
New.
I don't know these, sorry.
Next. Walter Page's introduction to this 1901 work was a surprise at learning the author was not a preacher. Its 14th chapter is the author's address to the Atlanta Exposition, while other sections describe working in a West Virginia...
Up from slavery?
15 points for...
Up from slavery.
Your bonus. A January 2006 election changed the balance of power in Palestine, retaining each first named the militant organization that won an outright parliamentary majority.
Hamas.
After Hamas's victory, the entire Palestinian cabinet resigned as members who belonged to this party founded by Yasser Arafat.
Fatah.
The rise of Hamas challenged this acting Israeli prime minister who took control after Ariel Sharon suffered a massive stroke about 3 weeks earlier.
Omer.
Omer.
30. An Arabic word for boundary gave this language its name. It uses 14 noun classes, including one each for places and verbal infinitives. Among its dialects are Kimwani, spoken in the Karimba Islands, Kianjunguja, spoken in Zanzibar, and Shang, a hipster.
Swahili.
10 points, your bonus.
I hate that.
Which body of water is crossed by these New York bridges, 10 each? First, George Washington Bridge.
Hudson.
Correct. Brooklyn Bridge.
East.
Alexander Hamilton Bridge. The river separates the Manhattan from the Bronx.
Harlem.
There you go. Your bonus, or toss-up next. One of these groups worships John Frum, a messiah who travels underground from America to a local volcano. Some adherents use wood replicas of cassette players to talk with spirits, while others...
Cargo cult?
Yay.
Its absolute form is measured at a distance of 10 parsecs. To 10 each, first name this measure of a star's brightness. Captain?
Albedo's reflection.
Albedo's reflection.
It's magnitude. Magnitude is the scale is defined so that 100 folds difference in absolute magnitude corresponds to a difference of this many units on the scale.
One. Oh, no, two.
Two.
Five.
Oh, really?
The magnitude scale was devised by this Greek astronomer who classified the brightest stars as first magnitude and the dimmest he could see as sixth magnitude.
Don't really know.
Greek astronomer.
Ptolemy.
Copernicus. Toss it next. Complications of this deficiency disease include Wernicke-Korsakoff syndrome. In one form, patients do not retain water and gradually suffer from the degradation of long nerves. Edema and heart failure can occur in its more acute wet form. Casimir Funk showed it could be cured with a concentrate of rice husks. Governor's.
Berry.
What's your bonus?
Casimir Funk. Great name.
10 each. Name these novels written in the Soviet Union. Its epilogue is set in 1943 when a regimental laundry girl named Tanya is revealed to be the title character's daughter.
Of course.
Day in the Life of Ivan Denisovich.
I don't think so.
Okay, never mind.
Crime and Punishment.
Captain?
Crime and Punishment.
Dr. Shvago, set in Siberia, this 1962 novel begins reveille with sound and as always
Day in the
5 a.m.
of Ivan Denisovich.
Day in the Life of Ivan Denisovich.
Correct. It tells the story of a young Cossack Gregor Melikov and his ill-fated love with affair with Aksinia Astakova.
I don't know.
Dave?
No.
No answer.
In Quiet Flows the Dawn.
Whatever.
She had a heart too soon made glad and irritated her husband by smiling when an official school brought her a bow of cherry.
My Last Duchess.
That's 15.
What the hell is this?
I knew that.
In these things with something... name these countries that have had or... had notable purple rooms. This country's final empress, Alexandra, had a room completely decorated in mauve in the imperial village.
Russia?
Correct. This empire's inheritance rules made the first child born to an emperor during his reign the preferred heir and was surnamed such children Porphyrogenitus for the purple room in which they were born.
Maybe the Roman Empire, Byzantium? Which one?
Answer?
Roman Empire.
Byzantium. This country's Kufa Palace or House of Glory includes a magnificent purple room where visitors once awaited Rama the Fifth.
I thought it was Thailand.
Oh, maybe.
Thailand?
First and last for 20. Toss up next. This daughter of Greek, the daughter of Greek immigrants, she worked as a congressional aide for William Cohen before being elected to the state legislature in 1973. She married Governor John McKernan in 1989, a decade after taking her seat in the U.S. House, and succeeded George Mitchell in the Senate in 1995. One of the members of the Gang of 14 that she represents her state with Susan Collins for 10 points. She's a senator from Maine. Governors.
Snow.
10. Bonus. In these things with something in common, 10 each. This term originally referred to 18th century ladies who tried to create literary clubs. It now suggests snobbish posers.
It is. No answer.
Blue Stockings. It's the collective name for a series of tales about Natty Bumpo, who's also known as the Pathfinder. Okay. Answer?
Leather Stocking?
This creation of Astrid Lindgren lives with her horse and an ape.
Pippi Longstocking.
Oh.
Answer?
Pippi Longstocking.
20. Toss it next. This man made his cousin, Prince Louis of Baton. It's time. finish it. Nobody gets any points out of it, though. Prince Louis of Battenberg and Marquis in compensation for stripping him of a former title. That same order in council changed the name of his royal house and the surname of all male and unmarried female relatives from Saxe-Coburg-Gotha to the less Teutonic Windsor, appointing the British king, who thus distanced himself from his German relatives during World War I. That was George V. Yeah. Score at halftime.
And the score at the half is Bentley 50, Maggie Walker Governor School 80, 260.
Goodness. Then you start asking questions we know.
Yeah. Well, I knew some of those.
So, shape up. Ask questions we know. Chop chop.
There was going to be questions on snakes.
What was that Dutch note?
I had no idea.
It's a poem, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alrighty. If both teams are ready for the second half, let's see if I know. No, I'm not, because I got to switch to the next page. Both teams are ready.
Hit it.
Toss up. 13. It begins by praising its recipient, Felix Faure, for the recent alliance with Russia and his country's triumphant World's Fair, but quickly warns that his reign will be stained by the filth of the acquittal of Captain Esterhazy, but that the man actually guilty of the espionage. Bentley.
Jacques.
10 points for bonus. Pretend each and any son's vote, and this god of poetry and eloquence welcomes the heroes as they enter Valhalla.
Heimdall.
The pretty one, thanks.
Yeah. Heimdall.
Rocky. The second strongest of the Aesir avenges his father's death by killing the Fenris Wolf.
Okay, that one's...
Fenris.
Thor.
Does Thor kill Fenris?
No, well, he kills the Midgard serpent, but let's go with Thor. Thor?
Vidar.
Darn.
The son could only be harmed by the apparently innocuous mistletoe, Baldur. However, nevertheless, his brother Hodur inadvertently kills him with it.
Balder. That was Loki's fault anyway, jerk.
Pencil and paper ready. Wanting to get into at least one elite school, Jane applies to both Harvard and Princeton. At each school, the probability of admission is 3/10, and both admissions decisions are made independently of each other. For 10 points, what's the probability that she will be admitted to Harvard, Princeton, or both? You have 10 seconds. Governors?
69 over 100.
Nope, no penalty. Penalty. And that's time. That's 51 over 100. Up next. The artist...
The clock is moving.
Well, no one got it anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Up next. The artist of this 1851 work called it The Debut of My Principles. A dog in the foreground looks right to a group of women, some of whom hold handkerchiefs to their faces. In the background are several men in top hats, while the foreground holds a priest. To his left is an altar boy, the only figure looking upward at the pallbearers. 10 points, name this funeral scene by Gustav Corbett. Governors.
Barrett or not.
10 points, your bonus.
What?
In these American labor unions, 10 each, John Sweeney leads this largest American federation of unions. It was formed in 1955 and has 14 million members in the U.S. and Canada.
AFL-CIO.
This union was expelled from the AFL-CIO in 1957 because of its connection to the mafia. It was raised in 1985 and disaffiliated itself in 2005.
Teamsters?
Correct. This largest labor union in the U.S. is not a member of the AFL-CIO. Its 2.7 million members are led by Greg Weaver and consist of teachers and other school workers.
NEA?
Yeah.
NEA?
30 on the bonus. This man and Robert Morris were the only two people to sign the Declaration of Independence, the Articles of Confederation, and the U.S. Constitution. He died in 1793 while serving as the mayor of New Haven, and 6 years after he and Oliver Ellsworth put forth a compromise acceptable to the supporters of the Virginia and New Jersey plans, the Constitutional Convention. For 10 points, name this Connecticut politician. Governors.
Sherman.
10.
That's right, Connecticut.
It is scored for soprano, tenor, and bass soloist, chorus, and orchestra. For 10 points, name this 1798 oratorio by Haydn, whose first words in English are "in the beginning."
Genesis?
Sure.
Genesis.
The creation. The three soloists represent for 5 points each, which three archangels?
Michael, Gabriel, Raphael.
Uriel for Michael. Got a 10 on that. For 5 points, all or nothing. In part three, the soprano and bass soloists shed their roles as angels and take on what two roles?
Adam and Eve.
That is a total of 20, or a total of 15 on that. What's next? As of June 1st, 2006, this company had the highest market capitalization of any publicly traded firm in the world.
ExxonMobil.
15 for Gunners. For 10 each, which Major League Baseball team has as its manager first Ken Williams? General manager first Ken Williams.
I don't know.
Mariners.
White Sox. Omar Minaya.
Indians.
Mets. Brian Sabian.
Marlins.
Giants.
Wow.
Werner Fitz. Fisher is credited with coining one name for this group from the Greek for ore former. While unihexium is synthetic and polonium is radioactive, the elements above them are often found as the minus two anions, telluride, selenide, and sulfide. Oxygen is the lightest member of 10 points. What group on the periodic table?
Chalcogens?
Yes, I can accept that.
What? Chalcogens?
Chalcogens, you get 10 points, you score your bonus. For 10 points each, to what power is the given base SI unit raised in the given derived unit? First, meter in a joule.
Meter in a joule?
I want to say square, but
I was going to
say. Oh, no. Is it negative 2?
Captain?
Negative 2.
2. Yes. Second in a pascal.
Second in a pascal. Shouldn't that be for... No, wait a minute. That's pressure, so I think that should be first.
Captain?
First.
Negative 2.
Yeah.
Ampere in a volt.
Ampere in a volt. Volt is...
First...
Joules per coulomb.
First.
Yeah. Negative 1.
Negative 1.
Dang. Yeah, because it's in the bottom.
Yeah.
What's next? Shoot. After this man discovered a conspiracy led by Philotas, he ordered the execution of Philotas' innocent father, Parmenio. Despite the service Parmenio had rendered his father in battle against the Illyrians and to himself by commanding the left wing at Granicus, Gogmela, and Issus for 10 points, and the son of a...
Alexander?
The life in the Sahara Desert of this 3rd century monk was interrupted by visions of food and women sent by Satan for 10 points. Each person named this saint whose temptation was a popular subject of art.
Anthony?
One triptych called The Temptation of St. Anthony is by this painter of the Garden of Earthly Delights.
Bosch.
The Temptation of St. Anthony also appears in this man's Isenheim altarpiece.
Oh, Grunewald?
I don't know.
Grunewald?
Correct.
Good job.
Nice. 30. Next, the city's name is from the Algonquin for narrow passage, reflecting the sizes of the St. Charles and St. Lawrence rivers at their confluence. In 1985, its historic district was named a UNESCO World Heritage Site as the only fortified North American city outside Mexico.
Quebec.
10 points.
Fortified.
Governor's School, your bonus. For 10 each, give these numbers from Ernest Thayer's Ballad of the Republic, Casey at the Bat. How many batters precede Casey to the plate in the ninth inning?
Two.
Okay.
Sure?
Two. Four, two outs to base runners.
Okay.
Judging from the eyes on him and tongues applauding, how many spectators watch Casey's final at bat?
5,000.
Oh, God.
Sure. 5,000.
How many pitches does Casey swing at in his final at bat?
Three.
One.
He lets the first two go.
That's right. Sorry.
And on that, toss up next. Pencil paper ready. Robin wants to know the length of the hypotenuse of a right triangle. She knows that one of the sides has length 20 and the other side is 10 feet shorter than the hypotenuse itself. If she calls the hypotenuse x, then the sides 20 and x minus 10 can be plugged into the Pythagorean formula and solve for x. For 10 points, find the length of the hypotenuse of the right triangle. You have 10 seconds. That's right.
Six.
No penalty. Governor and time. That is 25 feet. Also, next, despite her north side roots, she sang "God Bless America" during the 7th inning stretch of Game 1 on the 2005 World Series. 15 years earlier, she released demos under the name Girly Sound before signing with Matador Records. That contract led to 1993's "Exile in Guyville" and 1994's "Whip Smart," both of which drew critical praise. For 10 points, thanks to artist behind the recent single "Why Can't I." Time, that's Liz Fair. Toss up next. The nation's highest point, Khan Tengri, in the Tian Shan Mountains, is nearly 23,000 feet, while its shores on the Caspian Sea are below sea level, despite Lake Balkhash and half a meter. Governors.
Kazakhstan.
10 points.
What the hell is all this stuff?
He was known for his acts after firing 40,000 Republican postmasters who had been accused of playing politics. For 10 each first, named Illinois Democrat whose grandson was a 2-time presidential candidate.
Stevenson.
Correct. Stevenson served as vice president of this man elected in 1892.
Cleveland?
In 1900, Stevenson was this 3-time candidate's running mate.
Brian.
30. Next. Pausanias found the usual accounts of this man's death implausible and said that he instead fixated on his deceased twin sister. In one traditional story, after this man callously rejected Amenias, that youth prayed to Nemesis that this man might know the pain of unrequited love. Bentley.
Narcissus?
10. Bonus.
Woo.
10 each. Identify these evolutionary ideas. The driving force between Darwinian evolution is this concept that differences in fitness among individuals lead to changes in gene frequency over time.
Natural selection. Natural selection.
Miles Eldridge and Stephen Jay Gould popularized what theory that evolution is a gradual process interrupted by periods of sudden change.
Oh, it's punctuated equilibrium.
Punctuated what?
Punctuated equilibrium.
Punctuated equilibrium.
This hypothesis is sexual reproduction is what allows parasites and hosts to change quickly enough to keep pace with the other's new tactics in the evolutionary arms race.
Don't know that.
The answer?
Sex solution.
That's the Red Queen hypothesis, 20 on the bonus. Also, next, this Memphis slave trader raised his own regiment when the Civil War began. His men successfully broke out of Fort Donelson before its governors.
Forest?
15.
Oh, that guy. Clan guy. I hate him.
What is the only nation to border both first? Afghanistan and Turkey?
Iran?
Angola and Uganda.
DR Congo?
Yep. Ecuador and Bolivia.
Peru.
30. Nice. The last. This kind of digital subscriber line has equal upload and download speeds. This kind of key, like that of DES, is used for both encryption and decryption. This kind of matrix equals its own transpose, so that A sub IJ equals A sub JI. In this kind of binary relation, A is related to B if and only if B is related to A. For 10 points, it's often said that the human body is bilaterally what?
Symmetrical.
10 points.
Oh, okay.
Symmetric.
Whatever.
In January 2006, the Supreme Court refused to overturn a disputed state abortion law. Pertaining to that paternal notification law was passed in 2003 in what New England state?
New Hampshire?
Yeah.
Okay.
New Hampshire.
Right. And this organization seemed to have the law overturned on the grounds that it lacked explicit exceptions to protect the health of a minor.
I don't know. ACLU?
Planned Parenthood.
Oh, that's a good one. Planned Parenthood.
That decision was the last written by what Supreme Court justice who retired 2 weeks later?
O'Connor?
Yeah. O'Connor, right.
O'Connor?
That is.
Because Rehnquist just died.
Yeah.
And that is the match.
Alrighty. Now with a bang.
The rest of us. And the final score is Bentley 140, Maggie Walker A 495.
Goodness.
Great. All right.
Yes.
9 points. 7 goes there. 22 goes to you.
Next.
Next.
It's like,
Next.